Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I was just a pig in heaven.
And that's what life's about.
It's the Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny Show. Let's go.
All righty, Matt Steinmetz, Darryl the Guru Johnson. Like the man said, talked a lot of Giants first couple hours, but there's some hoop stuff I want to get to, Goo.
Yeah.
And I was going to start out by saying I got a little bit of a hypothetical for you, but the more I think about it, maybe it's not a hypothetical.
Okay.
All right.
And I got a list for you and Evan before we get done from your boy Bobby Marks.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the Knicks fired Tom Thibodeau.
Yeah.
And they're looking for another coach. Okay. So they've requested permission to talk to three coaches. Ime Udoka, Houston, Jason Kidd, Dallas, and naturally Chris Finch in Minnesota. All three teams denied the Knicks' request.
That's got to be a great feeling for those three individuals, even if you want it out of town.
Yep, you can't
talk
to them.
All right.
If the New York Knicks called up Joe Lacob and said, can we talk to Steve Kerr about our opening? What would you do if you were Joe Lacob?
I'm being real right now with the, you know, again, no first round pick this year and everything that he's meant. I do feel like his time is winding down. I could be totally wrong. But Steiny, I wouldn't say no. I would go to Steve and say, is this of interest to you? And if he gave me that look or told me, yes, it is. He means so much to me and everything that he's done to this franchise. I would never disrespect him and be the overseer and deny him an opportunity to speak and you know, better his situation or, you know, let him take his career somewhere else. What would you do?
I think, believe it or not, I would do the same thing. If the Knicks called Lacob and said, we want to talk to Steve Kerr, I got to believe that right now Lacob's got a sense for what his thought process may or may not be.
Mm-hmm.
So Steve Kerr's got one more year left on his deal.
Not a lot.
Steph Curry, Butler, and Draymond Green have two more years left on their deals. So do you look at it as though, well, he'll get another one-year extension so we can line them all up? But here's, to me, the part that's really interesting. You know, in the NBA, you can trade coaches. And okay. It wasn't a deep dive, but it was a little dive, just a little one. And listen to this. So in 2013, the Clippers traded Doc Rivers to the Celtics. You know what they got back?
Tell me.
A first-round pick.
Oh, my gosh.
A first-round pick. And in 1995, the Heat traded Pat Riley to the Knicks. They got a first-round pick and $1 million. Now, there have been other coaches who have been traded. Mike Dunleavy Sr., Stan Van Gundy, Jason Kidd. Now, maybe it has something to do with it. Those weren't championship coaches, at least not when the trades were made in Kidd's case. And they got second round picks. So this is no shade at Steve Kerr, but I think I would allow the Knicks to talk to Steve Kerr if they wanted or were interested in hiring him, and if Steve Kerr had any interest in that job. And, you know, I think I don't think there needs to be necessarily malice involved because I think Kerr knows it's winding down here.
Exactly.
He's got 1 year, maybe two. So you want to end it on good terms? Would you
Like, now, I'm with you.
Now, here's the thing. The Knicks don't have a first-round pick this year.
That was my question.
But next year, they have a pick that is affiliated with the Atlanta Hawks that is top eight protected. That one they can trade. I mean, would you want to trade Steve Kerr for a first-round pick next year that's going to be nine at the highest? The best could be nine. The worst could be, you know, 30.
All right, and I got something else. If I'm Joe Lacob,
what would you do there, Warrior fans? If you were Joe Lacob and presented with that 888-957-9570,
tell me if you follow me or if you see kind of where I'm going. So the rat on the table brought to you by Echo Pest Control. To me, for the Golden State Warriors, is Jonathan Kuminga. I don't think he's going anywhere, but I think we all can step back and not fight and just have a conversation and say, under the tutelage of Steve Kerr, it hasn't been exactly roses for Jonathan Kuminga. And the fact that Steve Kerr's top five coach, in my opinion, I stand on that. The fact that his time is contractually winding down, there's a reason for that. There's a natural reason for that. And it could be Lacob, it can be Kerr, and I think most likely it's Kerr. But Steiny, I feel like if you could get a first-round pick, he's only got a year left on the deal, and he probably still wants to coach and maybe need a new challenge. My goodness, wouldn't this work for both parties, for Kuminga to lead the next phase of Golden State Warrior basketball, and you're able to, add to that by this first-round pick that you would have in regard to the future, and Kuminga would be under new tutelage. It kind of, in a crazy world, partner, makes sense.
Well,
it does to me.
And let's not forget that Steve Kerr was very close to taking the Knicks job the year he took the Warriors job. In fact, many people had him changing his mind.
Thank gosh.
And eventually coming to the Golden State Warriors. And the owner of the Knicks is James Dolan, and he still is the owner of the Knicks. So I got to believe if he was ready to hire Steve Kerr 12 years ago, well, now Steve Kerr's racked up four titles as a coach, that he would still be a viable candidate. And like this is what I mean. I mean, if you're really telling me the Knicks called the Timberwolves about Finch, the Mavericks about Kidd, and the Houston Rockets about Udoka, I mean, I'm just waiting for the story that they've asked the Warriors about Steve Kerr, because it's got to be on the verge of happening, I would think, and it just got me to wondering where the Warriors are right now. Now, keep in mind, here's what I'll do just for the sake of this, Goo, is, like I said, next year the Knicks could trade a top eight protected pick. So if you're the Knicks, you figure probably next year you're going to be good again. So the reality of the situation is we're probably looking at a pick that would be, oh, I don't know, let's say 22 to 26. Not great, but not, better than nothing. Better than nothing. And then the second question is, if you would do that, who would you hire? And that was the other thing I was thinking. You're going to need to hire a coach pretty soon anyway to take this team into the next phase. So if it's a year early and you can get a little pick out of it, what do you think?
Yeah, no, I think. And again, the rat on the table brought to you by Echo Pest Control is, what if Steve Kerr is really getting frisky? I'm thinking of all the great interviews he's done with Willard and Dibbs, and they probe him and they pry. And he talks about Steiny, he sounds like a guy that's going to coach till he can't coach. But I do wonder if, his time just naturally might be winding down here, and now he could scratch that itch of coaching somewhere not in the Golden State by the Bay. But if you could do that and, again, get that get awarded that luxury or that pick, I mean, that to me is, man.
Now, the other factor in this is, what would Steph Curry think of all this, and to a lesser degree, Draymond Green?
Well, they went through the Klay Thompson part of it, and I know this is different. Like, nothing, and I got to be careful here. To me, not Steiny, nothing will ever hit hard like that, even if they thought it was the right move. So I say that to say, partner, is they're so worried about their time on the back nine winding down, they would be good if he was going to be happy.
This from the 925. Steph's not going to want a new coach for his last 2 years. No chance this would happen. Well, my first question would be, so are we assuming then that Kerr's going to get another contract extension? Because he's up at the end of this year.
Yeah.
And that leaves Curry, Draymond, and Butler all here, but Kerr's not re-signed through them.
Well, let's do
this.
Are
we just assuming that's a formality? I'm kind of not, but
okay, why?
Maybe I'm
why?
In the minority.
I was going to ask you, just give us a couple tidbits on why you think that
because,
is not a formality.
Yeah, because they could have given him a 2-year extension at the time, which would have naturally aligned with Curry and Draymond, but for some reason they didn't, and they only made it a 1-year deal, which I do think was a little strange, considering that Draymond and Steph have an extra year without Kerr under contract at this point. So it's just gotten me to think a little bit about what would you do if you're Joe Lacob? I almost feel like saying, what do you do when the Knicks call you? Because you can't convince me that they haven't had interest in Steve Kerr. They don't have interest in Steve Kerr, a guy they wanted to hire 12 years ago. They've asked for Finch, Udoka, and Kidd, and okay, they didn't get permission. Well, you got to at least call the Warriors and get the no.
You would think so.
From Joe Lacob, don't you?
Yeah, no doubt about it. You would think so.
So,
it's
anyway,
interesting.
Yeah, just throwing that out there and see if anything comes of it over the next few days.
And I need your help right now. And Warrior fans, we need your help.
Okay.
So you're a big Bobby Marks guy. I get it.
Sure.
So am I. So last night I'm watching him. Excuse me. Grandy, don't laugh. On ESPN. And he compiled this list and shared with us. Okay. 10 teams to watch this summer. And I go, okay, this is interesting. One was Boston. Two was Brooklyn.
Okay.
Three was Denver, and four was our Warriors.
Okay.
And I guess I just want to break down, because I don't have his number and we didn't have him on, Steiny, is why, and I'm excited, what's going into why the Warriors are fourth?
What's going into why the Warriors are fourth, I think, is three things. One, there's a perception around the league that Joe Lacob is a wheeler dealer. So
if that's true,
a lot of times the Warriors are going to be in on this stuff simply because people think, you know, Lacob's willing to roll the dice and make big, bold, gutsy moves. I think secondly, the Warriors have made it clear that they're doing everything and anything for Steph Curry. And so the draft picks that the Warriors have, the first rounders, are considered, I think by some, available. So,
wow.
And the fact that Bobby Marks put it the way he did, which is the Warriors could get rid of four first-round picks for a big boy deal. Now, four first-round picks, particularly if they're all unprotected, I mean, that's a scary thought, but obviously you do something like that, you get a hell of a player back, you would think. But I think that's another reason why people think the Warriors are going to be aggressive is because they have picks to dangle. And then lastly is just the practicality of Kuminga. What are they going to do with Jonathan Kuminga? Are they going to keep Jonathan Kuminga? Or they're going to sign and trade Jonathan Kuminga? Because if they don't use Kuminga to change the makeup of the team a little bit, well, then they're probably going to have to use some of those draft picks to do it that way. So to answer your question in a long-winded way, that's why I would think Bobby Marks thinks the Warriors are going to be a mover and a shaker in free agency, if not just for the fact that they've got a player, Jonathan Kuminga, that may be available also.
Now, I could be wrong, Stoney, but when I hear Kurt in New York, Phil Jackson was behind that, I believe.
Mm-hmm, he was.
They got a great relationship. So him not being there, and him not taking the deal when Phil was there, do you really see him like dipping out and saying, you know, it's time for my next?
Maybe. I mean, maybe. Do I think it's likely? Probably not. But again, all I'm...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Saying is, how do the Knicks call those three teams and not call the Warriors?
No, gotcha.
Especially because I guarantee you, if you look at the contract situations of Udoka, God, Udoka's got to have a few more years left. I got to believe Kidd's got some years left. Finch, I have no clue, but he's probably got 2 years left. But Steve's only got one. So I don't know. Let's go to Shane in the city. Hey, Shane, how you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Guru, you're hella funny. Did you say the Golden State by the Bay?
Yeah, I did.
That's awesome. back to Kuminga. Let's go. but, all right, besides the gross mismanagement of Kuminga and, like I've mentioned before, the cognitive dissonance around that is presented to the fans and media surrounding the logic behind it, maybe Steve Kerr moving on or getting, you know, traded or whatever it is actually a best of both worlds scenario. Like Steve Kerr gets to show what he's made of in a different setting and take a team to new places. But, you know, maybe even your boy Steph and everybody else could use like a refresh and a new approach to where we don't have to pretend like we love this boring ass style of basketball that's just like, oh, Steph can shoot threes, so let's just do that all game long, even when Steph isn't even in the game, and run the motion, read and react offense, whatever it is, and bench Kuminga and play Gui Santos because he hustles really hard, and like let's just like take the opportunity to like use the weapons or use the tools that we have and apply them differently. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I could hate on Steve Kerr, but really maybe it could just be best of both worlds, like give everybody a new chance to a new crack at things. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
No, I do. I do know. And then the question becomes, all right, if you would do that, like who do you want the next coach of the Warriors to be? I mean, you were talking about this guy the other day. I mean, if what? I mean, I know it's not this simple, but Knicks call you about Kerr. Yeah. Go take him. We'll take a first round pick and we'll go hire Mike Malone.
I like, man, that would be my first stop, first call.
And the other thing that to me is interesting is I get the Knicks. Like, I think the Knicks, you could make a case, might be at the same point the Warriors were the last year of Mark Jackson. Maybe they think they need a coach,
man, no doubt,
who can get him over the top, and Kerr's proven he could do that. I said to this over the break, you still have a shot at a victory lap.
Oh, tell me.
What if they hire Mark Jackson?
The Knicks.
Yes.
I would, like, again, this is America, Stani, the land of second chances. And I kind of get it, man, but I dial up those old games, and I thought it was so much to see the young big three with Curry, Dre, and Steph, and the rest of the gang, but it was also the enjoyment and the pleasure listening. What do they call it? Eargasms? Just listening to Van Gundy, Bream, and Mark Jackson. And I would just like for him to show us I've changed and I know where I messed up. The dude knows who. So now what makes you think there's a chance? Because I haven't heard.
I just saw his name out.
I didn't see it.
I thought you told me somebody mentioned his name who wasn't.
Oh, Stephen A. Smith. Just doing his boy a favor and Kenny Smith because they're all boys. Yeah. But outside of that, nothing. You're going to laugh and Evan May duck? What's up with Mike D'Antoni these days? I heard him talk basketball about 2-3 weeks ago. He's on a podcast. I said, dude still got his wits about him. And that last caller, I love him. But you did hate on Kerr and the Warriors. I don't think the Warriors play a boring brand of basketball. KD's gone. Klay, prime Klay is gone. But they don't play boring basketball at all. They play a style to unique to themselves, Evan. Like, I watch other teams the same old thing. Warriors move without the ball. I love it. I'm like, would you dare say the Warriors play boring basketball?
No. I mean, no. I wouldn't say they play boring basketball.
I hate that word. But you're a product of what you got around the chef.
Yeah, as long as they have Curry, they're going to be one of the more exciting teams, I would think. Antonio in Oakland, Mr. Positive. I'm excited to get his perspective here. What's up, Antonio? How you doing?
Oh, pretty good, man. You know, of course, I'm waiting to see who, you know, Warriors trade and all that. And I wouldn't mind trading Kuminga, or I wouldn't mind keeping him either. But I think it might be time for a little change when it comes to Steve Kerr, because he don't change, man. It's like, you know, all these 6'9 guys, and it's like, man, he don't want to get a center. You know, we had a chance to get Brook Lopez and all that, man. I'm just ready for a little change, man, because it is needed. Like, because what is that saying? How does it go? You keep doing the same thing. It's insanity or something like that. Well, he keeps doing it. And it's like, we kind of keep going small at Steph, and, you know, the Dre's get older and all that. But as far as the coach who I want, I actually kind of want Rajon Rondo, man. His IQ is you know, tremendous, man. But Mike Malone, I don't mind either. Or even Jerry Stackhouse, you know. So them is my guys. I wouldn't mind. Either or.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it.
Do we know Rondo wants – I'm sure if you called him, Rajon, we need you as coach. But somebody on the chat, Stani, and I wonder what's up with this, because I don't think he left on bad terms. What if I told you the next Warrior coach, if Kerr were to depart, would be Michael Brown?
I don't see it, believe it or not.
And
I just don't see it.
Yeah. What's the main
– I don't think they think he's good enough.
Oh.
I mean, that's – yeah, I wouldn't – I'm kind of over Mike Brown.
Wow, man, to tell us how you really feel.
I'm just kind of over him. I think he's a good coach.
Well, you don't think he's a good coach, though, if you're saying it like that.
I mean
– like, what would you say his flaws were? Now, he was coach of the year, had sack popping.
That, to me –
it's a kiss of death.
It's irrelevant to me. That just goes to the coach whose team overachieved one year more than the so-called.
What about his defensive prowess? Overrated?
To me, I just find Mike Brown as a head coach kind of indistinguishable. That's just me.
And
I almost feel like he had his most impact as an assistant when he was running the Warriors defense. But, I mean, I really like him, and I thought what he did with Cleveland way back was impressive, but you know, I just feel like his time has come and gone now. But
what about Van Gundy?
Which one?
Jeff.
If you could have one or the other, which one would you want?
It would be Jeff. I love Stan, yeah.
Whew.
Well, Jeff is, I mean, come on, man. What he's doing with the Clippers and that defense, how I
they
see
lost
that energy.
In the first round.
It went seven, and you had fossils.
Well, it went seven. Now you're saying that's a great thing, but when the Thunder goes seven, it's a bad thing.
It ain't even about how many games it went. It was, he looks like he has a lot left and he wants back in.
Actually, oh boy, that's a tough one.
I like Jeff, man.
I think Stan Van Gundy's a really good coach. I do. And I know.
What if I told you I don't think he'll get another job? And I hope I'm wrong. It's been a little while.
He might not. You're right. I don't know kind of how the league feels about, you know, guys who quietly year by year, now they haven't coached in a while. And maybe there's a perception out there that, you know, it's been too long since they've coached in the NBA. I don't know. All right. The other thing on the other side, I want to get into some of this Brian Windhorst sound about how active he expects the offseason to be. He has some very interesting things to say. 888-957-9570 is the number. And obviously my question to Warrior fans is, would you even entertain a trade for Steve Kerr? Last but not least, okay, we got to talk about Jonathan Kuminga, because it's starting to become, I don't want to say apparent, but it feels like this thing is headed in a direction that some people may not like, particularly Jonathan Kuminga. All right. Hey, if you're wrapping up the workday like me, it's time to flip that metal switch, time to unwind. And when I'm off the clock, it's now starting with New Vodka, N-U-E Vodka. It's American-made, award-winning, 7 times distilled for that clean, crisp taste you want. I'm telling you, New is smooth. And remember, N-U-E, it's versatile, and it makes every cocktail feel like it's coming straight from behind the bar. You're getting quality with New. No fluff, no pretense, just great vodka that doesn't take all the money out of your wallet. You don't need the velvet rope. Hit up their website to check out some killer cocktail recipes and make sure you try their all-natural flavors, cucumber and citrus. Those are game changers. Remember the name, New Vodka, N-U-E. So when the show's over and it's time to relax, make the right call. Grab New Vodka, N-U-E. It's in stores now or head to newvodka.com to find it near you.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.